Oh, sorry, we didn't start it.
Hello, we're back for our third hour of Tea Touch for You Online. And this is our fourth day, our third hour. It's Sunday, September 16th, and we're going to start with Linda, and I will put up the nine elements while you're talking.
Okay. So the vast majority of you know, are well acquainted with these nine elements, but there are pieces of it that I want to just delve deeper into. First of all, with the basic 1 1/4 circle, we've spoken about the relationship of the 1 1/4 circle to the golden spiral. And I just found it fascinating that when I Googled spirals, that it turns out that there are numerous spirals and they're closely related. They're not exactly the same, but the basic 1 1/4 is so connected to nature and the patterns in nature. Oops, sorry, I thought I had that off. Oops. It's so connected to nature that I am really pretty convinced that it's one of the reasons that it's so important, that it is actually the spiral that we're talking about. And one of the things that I'd like to talk to you about, which we rarely do in the horses or dogs, if ever, are the connections. If you look down, going down from the right to the basic circles and the pressure, the tempo, which we'll come back to, the mindful pause, and the connections. We haven't talked about connections so far in these four sessions. And the connections really make a difference in the effectiveness. Now, one of the things about the spiral, if you just, Lex, I'd like you to sort of put your hands on and fingers on, say on your own upper side of your chest here like I'm doing, and I catch the tissue and I move it in 1 1/4. Now I have a choice how I get to the next circle. One of the things I can do is just ease off at that point. So I make 1 1/4 and I pause and I keep the connections there to stay present. This is what Sandy was talking about earlier, staying present. And then when you ease off, I can ease off right at the quarter point there, which means that I'm really focusing on that 1 1/4, or I can just try this, move around the face of the clock 1 1/4, pause, and in this case I'm going clockwise, so I'm pausing and then I'm holding, and I actually move the tissue back to 6 with the same connection and then release at 6. Now that's called a circle with a snail's tail. So I don't know why I called it that snail's tail, but what I've discovered with that 1 1/4 circle, a pause and a quarter circle back, it's particularly effective for chronic discomfort or chronic pain. If you've got something that's really been bothering you a long time, instead of just the circle and a quarter, go your 1 1/4, pause, just hold with the same contact and same presence, stay present, and then move the tissue back with the same contact until you get to 6 and then release. And try the other direction now and move around on your, I'm going to my upper arm for those of you who are on the telephone.
Can you switch your microphone to the other side so you don't keep bonking it?
Oh, I'm hitting it. Yep. Thank you. Bam, every time I take my fingers off it, I hit it. Thank you.
I think it might be also her earrings that are dangling on it.
Oh.
Sometimes when you move like this, it goes kinky, kinky, kinky.
All right.
I think it's the microphone though, because she was.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So, sorry. So I'd like you to try this 1 1/4 in whichever direction you prefer. Try both ways. Pause at the quarter and back to 6. Now that's the one connection. Now another possibility, if you can just watch my fingers a moment, I make my 1 1/4 and I kind of, at 9, I kind of ease up and I come into the center of the circle and go straight in and hold. It's like a sponging in, pause and ease up. That makes a really different connection. Circle and a quarter, spiral into the center and I go in with the breath. Hold and ease up. And what I'm visualizing is like that sponge, it's like a sponge in, and I actually tip my fingers. So can we take that down a minute so you can see my fingers more clearly, Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
You've got me in the big view now. Okay, so I circle and a quarter, and at 9 I come up and hold and ease up. And I just imagine a sponge, like the sponge pushing my fingers out. So it's I go to another spot. And I don't do this with dogs. I rarely do it with horses. But with people, it's a wonderful feeling.
Can you turn more to the side when you're doing the very end part of that?
And you're saying this is for more chronic pain, Linda, or what other situation?
No, that was the circle in the quarter with the snail's tail. I haven't said with this.
Oh.
The snail's tail, 1 1/4 to 9, pause, move the tissue back with the same contact to 6. That's what I have found in either direction. And usually it's the counterclockwise direction for chronic something. That's what I have found really useful for reducing long-term discomfort or pain. But this is something different. So this is what it looks like. I don't know if I circle in a quarter and I come kind of up and I just like, see how I tip my fingers and go straight in and hold and then ease back up. It's it's as though the tissue were a sponge and it's pushing my fingers up. And it's really interesting what it does to my mind, because it really calms my mind when I do that for some reason. And that's called a circle with a sponge. And as I sponging in and like, I just hold and I breathe a couple of times of the hold as long as I feel like it. And then I breathe in and then I breathe out as I release. Play with that a little bit. And see what works for you. It may be a different form. I'm playing with this. Yes, it really gives me energy when I circle in a quarter, breathe in, and Now I'm holding, probably with the three pressure in there, holding and breathing. And then as I'm going to release, I breathe in through my nose and then out as I like allow the sponge to push my fingers out.
Linda, when you do the circle and a quarter, you're pausing at 9?
No, thank you. I'm circle and a quarter, and at 9, I spiral up. Like, I don't know how to draw this. Like, if that was the surface here, I circle and a quarter, and then I kind of spiral up, and I feel like I'm creating this up and then down into the center of the circle.
Ah, that's totally different than what I was doing.
And I usually, I can't do it any other way. Like I usually, as I circle and I come up, I make a couple of little circles as I go back down. It's a funny rhythm. I don't.
But this is while you're not touching the person, you're actually
not touching. I'm off my body. I'm up above it.
Jeanette asked if it's like a whirlpool.
Yes, I think that's a good way to describe it.
And Shannon said, so it's like dragging the energy upward and then down?
Well, instead of dragging, thinking of inspiring it upward.
Wow.
And it is like an inspiration, this
thing. Miranda says, amazing too. The energy is very different. A total recalibration.
That's what it feels like, Miranda.
Sandy, I've never heard this. Have you?
No, because I've never described it like this. I never had this quality of listening. This thing of having us on the screen is really different than when we're in a room and we're spread out around the room and you can't really see what's going on. Yeah. This is really different.
Does this have a name?
Yes, that's the sponge. It's the sponge touch.
So that's not how I've done the sponge.
That's it. That's the sponge. And the variation, Sandy, however you sponge in and sponge out, but there is something, as Miranda got, there is an energy to it that is like, I can feel it coming up through my whole body when I do that. And that's why it's like, I cannot just spiral once up. It has to do another little thingy and then, in.
It's like regathering.
Yes.
And then going back and like, it's like an invitation back up to regather, group, and come back in.
Yeah.
And so somebody else is asking, and you're actually breaking contact, or do you have to break contact? Can you just lighten it, bring it upward, and then come back down?
No, because you have to scoop up, as somebody said, Shannon, it's like inviting up. You have to come up in order to go back down. And although I'm not having contact with the body, I am not losing contact. Yeah. I am feeling that connection. Miranda, maybe you have words for that.
Oh, she does. Hold on. Let me see if I can get Miranda. Oh, I have to get out of full screen. Hold on. This is just all so exciting. Miranda, let me find you.
There's so much going on in the chat. Okay.
There we go. Oops. Did I just mute you or did I unmute you? Miranda?
You unmuted me. I'm demuted. You know what I love about this? First of all, it is a complete environment change. It is as though you're standing in a crowded room, and when you pull this up, everyone's gone. Not in a negative, but it's just that the frequency changes the entire environment. And I just get chills because I'm recalibrating as we're doing this. I love, Linda, that it's the simplicity of the sponge people who brought this through.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? The sponge ones. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And I want you to notice I'm wearing whales tonight. And the water ones wanted to be here.
Yeah. This is so exciting. This is so exciting. I was saying, you're going, am I doing it right? Okay. It helped when you turned sideways so we could see that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. See, just even watching it, Linda, this is, you know what? Do you remember when you taught us in the 70s, whenever it was, about using the laser touch and very carefully with your intention, and that you need to work on the opposite limb because you didn't need to be hands-on? That was huge and so powerful. This one, I'm really glad that you shared it with this group because it has to be used with respect.
Yes.
You know, and obviously we're in that place, or it wouldn't have come this way to us.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Because the reason for respect is it is entering a different space of the cells.
Yeah.
And it's inviting. Marie Miller said that you felt a release of tension. And that will be, and it's not like it's a lot of pressure. It's like a respectfully entering that space and giving little pause and then coming back out.
Can I say one more thing? 2 days ago, I was in an art store. I'm an artist. And 2 days ago, I was in an art store. On the bottom shelf were sponges. I have my service dog with me. And I thought her natural inclination would be go over to touch it or bite it or something. Instead, she got this far from it and jet propelled backwards. And she looked at it and I said, it's okay, just be gentle. She tried to go in again and she stood back looking at a live being. That was her, and here we are. Here we are today.
Interesting.
And these are the sponges that are the natural sponges, you know, that are used for our...
Of course, the real ones.
I watch her all the time. She teaches me so much. And here we are sponging together, all of us. Yeah. Thank you.
The thing is, it's beautiful. Like on a horse, you can sponge, but I would not do it on a dog.
Would not do it on a dog. Why?
Because the muscle, the tissue is so different. On a horse, it just really allows you to go in, like on the neck, when you bend the neck. It's only on the neck that I do it. And it's really lovely. And you may find other ways of doing it. Now that you're having another connection, that may be with a dog, that it would be really interesting. Just never thought about it. There's so many other things that dogs love, you know. So,
to me, Linda, this is like what I learned as a sponge with a spiral going back into a sponge. It feels to me like combining two or three touches. What I remember of doing the sponge of 1 1/4 circles and go like sponging in and sponging out on the body, which I do a lot, but this takes it to a whole, this is like a whole other element to this coming.
Well, and the only reason is I cannot show it in a room. If you're not this close, you can't see what I'm doing. And I don't know, I can't describe that because it's a feeling that I have.
Yeah.
Moving the tissue, coming up. It's like this dance that I have and I changes my breath and it changes everything as I enter like this amazing universe that we call our bodies. But that's a total, you know, before when we were doing the sponge, it's sponging in and sponging out. It's a nice release of tension. What we're talking here is as I'm inspired to try to describe it to you is like entering this universe of intelligence. It's another way of seeing it. I never thought about this before because there's no reason to, but right here, sponging in and holding, and then just coming up. So Sandy, both work.
Yeah, but they both work. This is a whole, the word that Miranda was using, recalibration. My body is, I am experiencing very different things in a really great way, all the way down my legs into my feet. Yeah, Miranda, I mean, I see you nodding. And Shannon, it's like the magic center in the palm of the hand drawing the energy upward like a magnet. I mean, there's, and space between the space, there's like so many things going on here.
Yep. Go on.
last year when you came to work on me, you actually did this.
Oh, did I?
And I remembered noticing it first. It makes me emotional. The respectfulness and truly the humanity connectedness that happened, because I don't know how to describe that. I could feel you come up and come back down. It didn't feel like a pull. I forgot about this until all of a sudden I saw your hand just a moment ago do this, and I went, oh, why is that familiar? Oh my gosh, that's what you were doing with me at one point, and it was healing.
And I remember, because your body was so afraid, you might just tell, because it might be helpful to know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Last year, at the end of July, beginning of August, I had a major abdominal surgery and had my feminine parts removed in lieu of a very, very large tumor that had grown. And it was done in a kind way that still was terrifically involved because of how large the tumor was and how much had to be removed. And so when I came home, my body was, you know, as easy as those surgeries are, it is disheveling to the system. And I was choking, I was coughing, and I broke open stitches and organs were popping out and all of this. And Linda came, she was there. And first she went from a distance, but when she went to even try to touch around my abdomen, even though all the several incisions were so small, she couldn't even get this far apart before my belly would just shudder. And
like 8 inches for those on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, like 8 inches. Sorry. Yes. And when she was able to get a little closer, this was the touch that she was doing this. And I asked what that was, because I said, I've never seen you do that. You said, oh, yes, yes. And this was the spiraling up, right? So you contacted from a distance, and then you spiraled it up. And in that spiraling up, my body said, thank you. Because the level of respect that happened to my whole being and every part within that area allowed the safety to come back on.
So if we can think of that in our own bodies, as we approach our own bodies, as this universe that houses our soul, if we begin, this is not my hope for today, is that, and for what we've done together so far. And I just love the fact that we can all be here, like on the screen, although we're spread out all over 2 continents here. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's that respect that we can have for our own vehicle, our own universe. So what I'd like to do is go now, put that up again, because we've only done the one connection, two actually. Let's put up this 9 elements again. Look at this little dancing thing here. Another connection that I want to leave us with this time, because we're going to come back and go, we'll be doing more connections the next time. In on the fifth day, I'm going to do the laser touch with you. But I want you to stay with sponge until now, these other touches that we have in the sponge. And then we'll come back, to laser, which is yet another really fascinating thing that you don't get in the animal courses. Does anybody have any other more comments or questions about that? We're going to have a practice session, an experience session in a little bit, where you can actually together we'll explore that sponge touch and others. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about that before we leave it for the moment? If you do, you can write it in after, and we'll come back to it. So I want to go to tempo, because one of the reasons that we've been having these week-long brainstorming at our place in Hawaii for a number of years, and one of the things that we really were hoping is that many of the practitioners would actually dare to go for a T-Touch for You, because there's so much, as you see, so many nuances that when you learn this for yourselves, it's going to make a huge difference working with animals in a very different way. But this thing of tempo, I'm really want you to be aware of why we have 1, 2, and 3 second touches. So let's go over the 1 second. And for those of you who don't know the T-Touch, you want to take that down a moment? So I'm here, I'm bigger. So it's like 1 second is, we played around a lot with this in the German certification courses, but it's like 1/1000, 1/1000, 1/1000. And that's kind of our 1 second circle. And that is, if a person is like nervous, I wouldn't do a slow circle on a nervous person. My God, that's going to, like, in other words, we use the neuro-linguistic concept of meet them where they're at. So if just kind of move along, if you want to stimulate, you know, as Marie said, you've got a low pulse, move it. Move it, for heaven's sake, don't go slow. No? That, now watch, I'm going to do a 2 second circle. If you can follow me, 1/1000, 2/1000. And pause. And stay present in the pause. Slide. I'm going to bring that next connection. I'm going to slide to the next spot. 1/1000, 2/1000. Now, I'm not going to count this time. I'm just going to move in approximately that. Actually, that's a little faster. I just want to go a little longer. And when I come into the pause on the 2 second circles, hold that pause, because that is so grounding, so connecting, so trust. It gives you a sense of trust. Connect into the body. That's my, it's the 2 seconds is when the body has a chance to really feel what we're doing. Long pauses there before we slide to the next spot. Now I want to show you something that we haven't talked about, and I always talk about it in the human courses. I also talk about it in the dog and horse courses. But what's important for one of the connections, if I'm doing like a 3 pressure, say it, try this, hold your arm up, 3 pressure. If I do my slide, it will be 1.5 or 1. 3 pressure. Lighten the light slide, make a contact. Now, why do I do a lighter slide I want you to feel it. I want you to actually do one, like a 3 second, excuse me, a three pressure circle. And now keep that same deep contact of the three and make her slide. And then again, a circle and a quarter. Keep the same pressure and slide. Ugh. Like I'm sorry, body. I'm sorry. My body does not like that. It's really invasive. So, 3 pressure circle. Lighten up and just like a whisper to the connection. Because that whisper connection is really important, but it's not a deep pressure. It's just a whisper. Make the connection to the next circle, wherever that is. I want you to think about this a moment because did any of you feel when you make the same connection with a deep pressure? Anybody have any comment about that?
Yuck, cut it out.
Yeah, that's me too. That's my body's yuck. Get your hands off me. Because it's invasive. For me, it's really invasive.
It felt okay. Pushy.
Pushy?
Pushy.
Jeannie said she felt rushed. Sandy Humbrecht said it was unpleasant.
Yeah. And how is the whisper when you make a whisper connection?
Respectful.
Just right.
Nice. Now, there's another possibility, and that is that we don't make the connection. Those connectors want to come in there here. So when I go from one circle to the next, although I'm not actually connecting with the body, I am connecting energetically. I'm making this little movement from the physical body out into the energetic body and making a respectful connection back to make my circle. And I really pay attention to the quality of the release and the landing. And it's like I make a rainbow connection to the next spot. I pay attention to my breathing as I do it. And I really don't rush it. It's a very conscious leaving of the physical into the energetic body, back to the physical.
That's fascinating.
Wow.
If you have long-standing something in the body, you've tried every kind of therapy to fix it. This weaving is actually Sandy. Sandy was a student and then a teacher of the Barbara Brennan School. And I learned that from reading her book, Sandy, this idea of when there's long-standing pain, you're looking at the energetic body that has the problem. And so I weave from the physical into the energetic field, back thinking about that, as I understood it, her concept that the physical body is a reflection of the energetic body. And that really makes a difference in longstanding. And, you know, Sherry, that might be something for you to work with your knee.
Martin had a really interesting comment about the connection that was deeper pressure. He says, when I had a lower leg cramp, I had a 4 to 5 pressure and also the slide connection with the same pressure. But this was the one time I used it.
Yeah, interesting. And you have to be really brave.
Why do you say that?
Because it hurts. Mm. I mean, it hurts anyway.
Yeah.
When you have a cramp, it hurts anyway. And that's where it would be interesting for you, Martin, to work with sponges. That's what I do with the with that sort of thing. It's a sponge at those points. And what's important, actually, in that comment that Martin made, often I hear for T-Touch, with people who do T-Touch for you, that they're using really light pressure. It's not appropriate for everyone. If I have, like I have a little bruise, right? Maybe you can see this little mark right there. Mm-hmm. A week ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I have a sharp pain in that joint. And so I was working with a 6 pressure on both sides. And, you know, it went away in a minute. And then it came back 2 nights ago, and I did circle a quarter and a sponge in. I can't sponge in here, but I can imagine sponging in and releasing. And that was the result. This little bruise came up, but, you know, no pain. And I want to give this to you because, I'm so blessed that I don't have any pain in my body. That doesn't mean that from time to time I don't have something. It's like every once in a while, one of my ankles like starts to talk. And instead of thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm going to have an ankle replacement. Nah. So I just talk to it. I mean, literally, I don't even have to. Most of the time I don't have to actually touch it. I just talk to it, wait a few seconds, talk to it. Nah. If I have to do 3 circles, maybe. But it's that talk with the body. And I want to encourage you because, you know, sometimes people say to me, well, why don't you hide your age? Are you kidding? I am so blessed to be 82 and have these tools that I can help myself. And so I tell everybody, I am totally excited and grateful to be 82. And there are times then when I feel a little bit tired and I think, oh boy, man, I better slow down a little bit. Well, haven't done that one too much yet, but it's a gift to be conscious and appreciate every step of the way. And that's what I hope that I can give you the courage, whatever phase. It's not always easy with what our bodies do with us, but if we can start coming from a place of appreciation, anytime we feel that fear, oh my God, what's going to happen? Just start counting your blessings. Fill that half empty glass full of blessings. It can't hurt, and it doesn't cost you anything, actually.
There's a really interesting conversation about leg cramps happening in the chat.
Go ahead.
Eleanor, you want to read through them?
Oh, yes. Well, so Martin and Karen were talking about it. I mean, Martin and Marie were talking about it. And or why did she say Karen? I'm sorry. And she said that often when she has nighttime leg cramps, using jellyfish jiggle and then circle in a quarter with a snail's tail helped me to be brave enough to touch my leg. And so she said it really, because I asked her why was it the pain? And she said, yes, it really relieves the pain and she can weight bear on her leg much more quickly. And then also they had said it was too much pain. First, they were not able to touch, and only in her mind after 5 minutes could she put her hand on.
Yeah. I can believe that.
I mean, that's amazing. And when you get a chance, by the way, Miranda has a beautiful cell song that she would like to share with the group. So
good. Yeah. So with cramps, when you get them, do you bring your knee up so that you help a little bit to free up the pain, or do you keep it straight?
Well, it depends if it's the foot, the toe, or the hamstring.
Yep. Different, yeah. Different, of course.
Right. Anyway,
So one of the things I want us to do.
When Miranda can share her song, that would be great.
Yeah. In the end. because what I want to do here now, we've given you a few more details to work with in this time. I only did the 1 and 2 second circles. I want you to know about the 3 second circles. If you are dealing with a high blood pressure, or a high blood pressure, 3 second circles, really slow moving the skin around and long pauses, can be very effective. Do it in the sitting or lying down position. Do not do it in the standing. It can definitely drop the blood pressure. We have seen this. Yes, you want to be careful. And Marie, whoever the classes were in, you've got to talk to those Brits and talk to them and be careful with slow circles, because it can make you faint. We've actually had people pass out from someone demonstrating slow, multiple slow circles. So just know that
while they were standing or sitting?
Standing. Happened to me. I was working with a group of veterinary students at an expo in the northeast. And somebody said, let us see those 3 second circles. I just want to see that again. And this person just like collapsed right in front of us. Yeah. And so we got to practice the ear work. Took a while to bring her back. That's where ear work is really useful. And it just can drop that blood pressure. So be aware of that. Use it effectively when you need it. And otherwise, faster circles. So we're giving you, these are some new things that we can focus on. I would like us to sit back now, get comfortable, and find just in your mind, find a part of your body that you really haven't wanted to pay attention to. And if it's because of pain in one area, go to an opposite side where it's not painful, if that's the case, and start there. And just with what we've talked about today, with the respect, with the circle and a quarter and the snail's tail, or this beautiful connection that Sandy was talking about, move from one part of the body to the next and just have a conversation with yourself. We'll take about a few minutes to do this, and then I'm going to ask you later to practice, but I'd like us to have the energy of the group. Play with the breath in through your nose and like out through pursed lips. And find some place on yourself to work. Thank you. So what I would like you to do now is just write a couple of sentences about to that part of your body. Just write it little, like a note. Like, I'm going to write, dear neck. What you'd like to say to it and what you felt. So if you have more that you'd like to write, I suggest that you do it after. And it would be really any of this that you were willing to share, just parts of it, would be really wonderful in the Facebook page. And I said that I would bring the kinesiology to you. I want to give you this to use. Can you raise your hand? Like, how many people have not done the body kinesiology, where you stand and you ask your body to go forward or back to give you an answer? How many do not know that? Raise your hand. Keep your hand up there, because I just want to see if it's worth doing. Does that mean that almost everybody does? We only have a couple of people who don't know it?
Well, I so far see three people raising their hands. But when it comes to all the people on their phones, I don't know.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to show this to you anyway, just to remind you how to use it. It's easy on the phone. I learned it on the phone. So you can certainly do it on the phone. So I'm going to ask you all to stand up. And you might notice I put my wrap around my waist again because it felt so good. And I learned this. Kate Reardon taught this to me on the phone. I don't know where she learned it. But the idea is to ask your body for a yes answer by going either tipping forward or tipping back. And in case there's somebody here not aware of kinesiology, in France, for instance, there's a 3-year certification training in applied kinesiology. It's really effective. And this is a very simple way of doing it. There are many, many ways, but this is a simple way for you to do it for yourself. So I'm going to ask a question that would be a no answer. And we're going to ask your body to go either forward or back to show us which direction is your no. Is your no back or forward? So I'm going to ask a question I know for all of us is not true. So is our plan that we, all of us here on this call, on this screen together, we'll be meeting for breakfast tomorrow in Speyer, Germany. Is that true? So my body goes back. And if it's the first time you've done it, it may be that it takes a little like, what? What are you talking about? So now let's ask another question. Are we going to be all flying together next week to go together to Hawaii, together, all of us?
No, but what a fun thought.
Hey, I got a baby.
All right. Now let's ask this. I'm going to ask a positive, a definite yes. Do the majority of people here together, are we together because we really love animals? Okay. So you get the idea, right? Now there is a maybe. And I was never taught this, maybe. I found it out. If I ask a question and I'm close, like, yeah, you're a little off, my body will start doing this. It'll go back and forth. A couple of people I've seen over the years, because I've taught this to hundreds of people, their body will actually tip forwards and sideways. But like hundreds and hundreds of people I've taught this, I've only seen this in two people, but left and right, that's a clear maybe. You're just a little bit off. So it's something that you can use, for instance, with the kinesiology, with the question of the what to do with the ears in the case of, or any part of your body. If you're a little uncertain, would that be the best thing I could do right now? And now we say the best thing I could do. And if it's a maybe, it'll be or just barely forward. If it's a maybe yes, play with this. You cannot imagine how helpful it could be. And people say, you know, it's the universe giving you the answers out of the quantum field. So I am really looking forward to staying in touch with you. And Sandy, we're going to continue to put material up for you. And I really hope that you will come on as much as you can onto that we continue this conversation on Facebook.
Linda, what I had said before, I think you had stepped away at the very beginning, is if people want, are willing, and you had asked this, I guess, earlier, to put things that they get in the meditations, the writings that they get, to I'll start a thread for that, and just to keep posting in that thread. And I would love it if to just put all of those together into one growing document. I think it would be so beautiful and so powerful to read, you know, as many of those experiences as possible, in addition to experiences with the touches.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, I didn't get a chance. I wanted to lead you into the forest again, to have us sit on a crystal. I wanted us to sit on an aquamarine crystal and see what we get from that, but we ran out of time.
Oh dear. Who wants to stay a few more minutes?
It's late for some people.
Do you know what we could do, Linda, is we can close this recording. And whoever wants to stay, we can make another recording and do that. And then people can have that as a separate piece. How does that sound?
Well, yes. And then and if they can't stay now, they can go back and listen and put themselves there.
And just for that particular.
Just follow.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Okay. So let's.
But before we close.
Yes.
What I would like to do, Miranda, would you share your cell story?
Okay, so So every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell is happy and fine. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell is happy and well. I'm so glad. I'm happy and bright. All my little cells are filled with light. I'm so glad, happy and bright. All my little cells are filled with light.
Now we have to get up and do it. We have to get up and do it.
Okay. Okay.
But wait, so remember we have to pump the lymph. So you gently bend your knees. And Sherry, you just imagine doing this as you're going to be able to do later. Just imagine it. And any of who can't do it, just imagine it, because that's not easy for everybody. So you just gently tip forward, like stand on your toes, bend your knees and go back on your heels. Just gently, we're going to pump the lymph as we sing the song. So we can sing it together, right?
Okay, so every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well.
I'm so glad.
Wait a minute.
Keep going.
Hold on. I'm so glad. I'm happy and bright. Every little cell is filled with light. I'm so glad. I'm happy and bright. Right. All my little cells are filled with light.
Life.
Woo! Yeah. That came to me this morning. That woke me up, and I went, "Oh, this is amazing! We gotta do this because this is coming from the group."
Yeah, I like that. I love that. I like.
Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Amanda, will you thank post you. Some words to that in the group?
Yes. Do I just put it? I am not savvy for Facebook, but I certainly can put it into the chat, and then maybe someone can move it into Facebook. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll just wherever you want me to send it, Sandy, I will.
Where can she send it?
If you can send it in an email, maybe Eleanor, you could post it.
Sure.
Or I can just post it directly to Eleanor and she can just copy and paste it, right? Because she knows how to do this. Yes. Okay.
But we need to get you coached so you can do it, though.
I would like to do that.
I'm happy to coach you if you need help.
Awesome.
I would love that. I would love that. I'd like to speak that language. You know, and Linda, one more thing I wanted to say. You know, the work that you were teaching us, I don't know if you've said this before, but it is a language. By that I mean that's why the complexity, that's why the depth, that's why the respect, that's why all of this comes in. It's cultural. It's not us, it's a culture we are allowing ourselves to feel again. No, because we're those people that were standing there with you. Yeah. And so being able to share this language is, I think that's why it resonates with each one of us in a different way, because it's a language of our tribe. And I celebrate that we made it here.
Yes.
We actually made it here. One heck of a journey, but we're here. Together at the same time. How amazing is that?
Yes.
And we have support for each other. So, anyway.
Exactly, Miranda. Thank you.
Yeah.
We made it. We made it.
Yeah, we made it. That's amazing.
So, I celebrate this time with you all, and we shall meet in a few weeks. But in the meantime, we're going to come back and we'll do this next meditation, which is came to me yesterday. I really want to do with you.
Okay. So we'll close this recording for now and stay on, everybody.